Yo, 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 it's the PDOT Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to another episode of Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 125. That's 125. 125. Hey, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. I'm happy to be back. This is Happy Thanksgiving 2023. Today's episode is Happy Thanksgiving 2023. And again, I appreciate you all for last week. Last week, I had to do my first show with no headphones. So I got to do the same thing again today. So I can't hear my voice back, but we're going to make this do what it do. And that's what something that I've learned to become good at. So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Know that I love you and tell somebody else you love them today too. And you already know, let's go. Welcome back. I love the fact that I'm back behind the mic. Like I said, please bear with me with the show because it takes a different type of mindset to do something when you've been doing it one way. But it's also teaching me that I have to learn or keep learning to adjust and control the controllables. So, like, I couldn't control about not getting the line in today. You know, like, I feel like, man, I never miss without, you know, going to the barbershop. That's, like, one of my self-care things. So I'm thankful for the mindset that I have acclaimed, that I finally claimed that I do self-care things. Whether it's like every 3 weeks I go get a manicure, you know, every 3 weeks I'm getting a manicure. And I need to start getting massages because as of today is what, day 327. 327 days of me running in a row. I got to give myself a little bit of that on there because to run every single day takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of your mental, your physical, emotionally. It does a lot to you. But I'm thankful for the ones around me, the ones who want to see me win, as I'm just like I want to see them win. So I'm thankful for the people in my life who encourage me to do better and be better and just continue the process knowing that it's not easy and somebody got to do it. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my daughters. They are my world. They are everything that I could ever ask for in my children. And children, period. You know, like, God bless me with them. I'm thankful for me being able to be with them daily and just be in an atmosphere where I can continue to show them love and support and give them knowledge and wisdom and hope that they apply it in their in parts of their lives. So it's definitely something that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the running community. I'm thankful for, you know, even having the opportunity to work. You know, a lot of people in the world right now aren't working. You know, and some people they aren't able to buy homes right now. You know, I've seen before that, you know, and I know I don't talk a lot about financial things on this show and things of that nature, but when things come up and they arise and they're on my mind, I have to start saying things. And then once I research it and then get it from a viable resource that, you know, is certified and what it is that I brought to them that I was inquiring about, I'm thankful to have those type of people in my life too, you know, having a mentor, you know, and having, you know, going to therapy. I know I mentioned it before about going to therapy. I'm thankful for the mindset of even doing that. It's helped me beyond belief, you know. So the thing is that you need to start doing things that, you know, make you better every single day. So I'm thankful for many, many things, but I'm just very much so thankful that, you know, God has continued to bless me and put me in positions to where I can get certain information and apply it to the people around me and the people who want to listen. You know, so I'm thankful for even having my own home. You know, that they were saying today, yesterday I saw an article where they were saying that inflation is so high and things of that, you know, that when inflation does go down, the prices of the housing is going to go up some more. So it's going to be even harder to acquire property for your, you know, yourself, you know, single family home or multifamily home. It's just going to be harder. So I'm thankful for having people around me who want to see me do better and give me information that can help benefit me and my girls, because at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, I need to be able to provide that for them and provide that safe space and that safe haven, and that space of solace for them. So, like, I just want to put that out there too. I want to shout out anyone who takes care of their children And especially the ones who have to do it where it seems as if there's no end in sight, but you have to keep going. I'm thankful for just having the opportunity to sit down and talk to people. And this past week, I talked to a few single mothers, and I just wanted to get a different perspective on what it's like to be a single mother and having to co-parent and learning things of maybe co-parenting by yourself, or, you know, and how it is when you do have a companion, well, not necessarily a companion, but you have a co-parent who communicates well with you. So my hat goes off to these ladies, because some of these stories were just heart-wrenching to me, because I didn't realize, you know, the magnitude of what it takes, and especially in today's economy, you know, that single mothers have to go through. So I'm just thankful that they wanted to share with me their experiences with being single mothers, and it was just amazing, the fact that some people are just very resilient, right, with doing everyday tasks for multiple kids, and they don't have any help to do it. Like, so if you're getting any type of relief, you don't have the same, these other ladies don't have the same luxury as that. So their lives are completely shifted and completely going off scale, but they remain resilient and they continue to push forward. And it's just amazing to me. It's just amazing. It's just simply amazing to anyone that takes care of their responsibilities, but especially to those single mothers where it was like you were put in a position where it was like life isn't fair. And some, you know, people be quick to say it be like that sometimes, but it just wanted to highlight, I just wanted to highlight, you know, the conversations that I've had, and just being thankful that they shared that with me, and I was able to give them energy and emotional support in a way where it was just like, hey, this is a good person. This is a person that understands, you know, things that people go through, you know, like I said, today is day 327. And also I'm gonna put it out there now, just so people can say like, man, I didn't hear when you said it, when you did it, but I'm planning on doing a big anniversary run December 31st. That would be my 365th day, God willing, that I've ran in a row. I want to celebrate. And this is why I do what I do. I want to bring awareness to what you want in yourself. So I don't necessarily have a title of, you know, a cancer awareness or no, but it's just awareness in general. I've wanted to show people what consistency looks like. I'm thankful for having a village and having a tribe of people who believe in me and who understand what it is that I'm trying to do and what I'm going to become. This isn't an overnight success type of story. This is something that has been in the works for like the last 7 to 8 years of my life. So you're finally going to see what I've been blessed that God is about to put on my life right now. When I say 327 days, I'm thankful for having God in my life the way that he is, because think about if anything that you've gone through just this year alone, just think how thankful you are to be where you're at right now, so you can learn to do better, learn to grow better, and learn to be better. So it's just 327 days I've ran every single day, no matter what I've gone through, and I've gone through a lot. I said last week, I've gone through a lot, but every single day I've gotten up, no matter if I felt well, no matter if I'm sore, no matter if something hurts, no matter what it was, I never made an excuse. So for 327 days so far, I've been running with consistency, with purpose, with power, with passion, and everything that is, I've been running with perspective. You know, I've always said, you know, we have 86,400 seconds in a day. Like, what are you going to do with yours? Like, how much do you value your savings account? Because it's like you can't save it as much as you want, but you need to distribute the seconds and the days that you have, because it's all about perspective. If you waste 300 seconds of your day, granted, that's 5 minutes. But if you continue to waste 300 here, 300 here, 300 here, now you're becoming complacent. You're becoming just a tad bit complacent. And now you are not spreading your worth around. You're not spreading around the abilities that you have that you don't know that you possess, because you don't believe in yourself enough yet. And I was talking to a friend earlier today, and she was telling me that, you know, she was saying, Patrick, your run streak is amazing. You know, her name is Run Mommy on Instagram. Like she was talking about like your run streak is amazing. She was like, I don't think I got it in me. I don't think I can do it. I'm like, yeah, right. You got to pay attention to the words you use. So when you pay attention to the words you use, you understand that words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out. So if you say I can't do something, those are very powerful words. You may not think it's powerful, but your brain does. it registered what you said. So I'm just thankful for no matter what it is that I've been through this year, 327 days as of today's date, we have 38 days left in 2023. I'm thankful for making it this far because I'm learning to be better. When you read things in books, it's about learning what you read, but then taking what you read and applying it to what you didn't know, applying it to your everyday life. It only takes 21 days to form a habit. You don't realize how many habits you formed and you've built reps and forms and habits that you don't necessarily need. When you sow what you don't need, you'll reap what you can't use. So reap a harvest of thanks. Reap a harvest, like start sowing thanks now so you can reap the benefits of that later. It's all about coming together, building and growing and going places we've never been before. I'm thankful for y'all. I'm thankful for every person that listens, shares, and subscribes. I'm thankful because you're about to see everything that I've been doing thus far is going to take us all to the next level. You don't have to like me, but even if you don't like what I'm saying, I will put someone with you who you do like who can convey the same thing that I'm saying. It's just not me saying it to you directly. We're here to build and grow and go places we've never been before. Let's go. That's what life is about. That's what love is about. My mom always says love isn't love until you show it. So I show this by being consistent every day. I'm bringing awareness. No matter what it is, you want to bring awareness. You want to bring awareness to change. You want to bring awareness to your love. You want to bring awareness to any situation that you deem that hasn't been fruitful to you thus far. Find a way. Make it happen. I just told you, words are spelled. So when you speak, you spell out. And your future is designed in your habits. It takes 21 days to form a habit. So how many habits are you forming that you don't really need? Come on. Let's go. 327 days, y'all. I'm almost there. We 38 days left. So I say, and I'm at 908 miles running this year. So I'm at 908. So we're going to work on getting these 92 miles in 38 days. That's what I'm going to do because I want to be at 1,000 miles on December 31st. Help me get there. Encourage me as I want to encourage you to do better and be better. I'm planning a run right now. I'm going to call up my running friends. I'm going to call up a few people that I know that can spread the word because I want you all to be there. You know, this is 365 days I've been working towards. And I just want to bring awareness to people who want to do better, who want to be better, and who want to grow together as a community of love, peace, honesty, and respect. That's what I'm looking for. Those are the things that are on my agenda right now. 365 days of consistency. That's what I wanted to show people, that people who look like me and who don't look like me, but who are willing to listen, because it's about building and growing. That's just what I'm about. It's about prosperity. It's about love. And we got to move forward as a people, man, to make these things happen. So I'm thankful for you all. This has been a great show. This was going to be a short show today. It wasn't going to be long. I love you all. I love you. I love you. You already know. I gotta say it now. But even though it's not morning time now, but my daughters, they loved when we were riding in the car just a couple of days ago. And Farrah loves. And Ayana too. Carly's learning the words to say it like in a complete sentence with us. But it is, good morning, good morning, good morning. Get up. Check out God's artwork. It's beautiful. Hashtag clear my fitness mile on your walk or your run today. Know that I love you and tell someone else you love them today too. And you already know, let's go. When I tell y'all, that's going to be a saying that you're going to hear and years from now, or whenever that I become this, I'm already it. I just, the limelight, I'm just going, it's going to come at some point. I don't need it, but you're going to see it. So then when you see it years later, you're going to be like, he used to say that saying a long time ago. And I'm just going to continue to say it because that's just truly how I am. And that's, I promote health and wellness. And I say that saying every morning when I get up and I record my runs, because I document it, because you'll see how to show how I've transitioned from running in ice, snow, sleet, hail, everything, like 25 below zero. I got a couple of runs when it being 25 below zero and I was running back in January and February. I got it all documented. Who runs in 25 below zero degree weather? Me. So I told you, I'm here to do extraordinary things. I want to do things that people say that are impossible. I just do them. You know, I set a goal, I accomplish it, and we keep on going. So today is day 327. I just give yourself a pat on the back, because no matter how long that you've looked at, you know, what you've been doing, you're doing a good job, but you can always improve. Just know that. Just know that you can improve. That way it's not so tough, and you put this society barrier on yourself where you got to do what society says in this amount of time. They not doing what you're doing. So everyone is just trying to get to the top, and they all still need teleprompters. don't think that everybody got it all put together. All right. So know that I love you. Tell someone else you love them, they too. And you already know. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.